Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. Diving into my man, Phil Steele. You know, he has some stuff in here. He has Marshall as the number five most improved team, right? So when you think about Virginia Tech, look, don't get caught slipping.
Watch out.
Yeah, they'll fight.
That hurt's coming.
Fighting Randy Moss is legit. They have Nebraska's number two. And oddly enough, here's a crazy school that you don't even think of. They put some guys in the league. The number one most improved team, East Carolina.
Hello, Pirates.
Pirates, yeah.
Welcome to the party.
They've had some big games and victories, but so anyway, from 32 on, you got teams like Auburn, right? You always expect that they're going to bounce back just because of the talent and the downturn potentially of Alabama. And then this next team, who's a quiet, consistent program, right? What's his name? Dorn as their coach. He's kind of a little edgy,
Dave
right?
Dorn.
Dave Dorn, yeah. Right? He's openly talk junk about North Carolina and stuff like that. Feels the disrespect. I said this team had the. I think Peyton Wilson is the best linebacker in the draft. Now he had some injuries. That's why he slipped to the third round, but he went to Pittsburgh. I mean, my man is 6'3", 6'4", 4'4", legit speed, can do it all. Cover, play inside, play outside. He's legit, but he's a byproduct of their program, right? Overlooked. Put your head down, playing with a chip on your shoulder. I think that's a program. I'm telling you, in the ACC, I trust them more than North Carolina.
Oh, by far.
Right?
By far.
So, you know, you think about, then you got Arizona. I think they're ranked up a little bit too high than 35. I think losing their head coach and all those players is really going to kill them. Mm-hmm. Because they just kind of built up to these last 2 years, right? And you got the support from the athletic department, athletic director, and that's why they were probably so mad with Jed Fish left, man, because they were salty, some of the donors and stuff, but that's just part of the business. Then you got Nebraska at 36. I'm probably coming off a 5-7 year, being close to making a bowl game. I think Nebraska could have been up there at 32 at TCU, you know? But I think it's okay where they're at.
It's fine. It feels on the high side of fair to me. And I know there's a lot of teams behind Nebraska that are looking at that and saying, really? Those guys? I mean, for us, it's like, yeah, I mean, we can argue Nebraska a couple spots higher if everything goes as planned. But you're telling me that teams 40, 41, 47 are going to be happy about that?
Yeah,
54? No.
Yeah. You know, Minnesota beat Nebraska last year in the first game of Matt Rule. So, in they've consistently been a thorn in Nebraska's side. So you got to think PJ Fleck is coaching this year, even though you lost your defensive coordinator. He's assuming that the offense is going to be better. They're at 47. That's bulletin board. You know, it's going to be really interesting when we go to Big Ten and see what his, you know, read his body language and how he's saying stuff. So, but then here's the team. You know, I think Nebraska's kind of right where they're at. Maybe, you know, UCF is probably a little bit more mad, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, Boise State, you don't get the benefit of the doubt, you know, because you're behind Nebraska. But here's a team that I think that might have an issue with it. It's not directly. It's probably Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Leipold's heated.
They're close.
Jalen Daniels is healthy all year. Watch out.
Mm-hmm. They feel like, you know,
they're losing Booker's big for them.
Yeah, but they feel like they're a little bit ahead of where Nebraska's at. Now, judging off last year, I wouldn't say that they're openly mad because, you know, we won't face each other in the field, but they're definitely ranked. But they're a legit. I think Kansas could cause some problems. I think they're really well. I got to watch them in the bowl game against UNLV, I think it was.
Yep.
Exciting game. They have athletes, man. I think they had a defensive player got drafted pretty high. They got some dudes, man. And I think they're well coached. I think they have a sneaky good staff. I think they have an X factor in Jalen Daniels. So I think that in the Big 12, when you have an X factor at the most important position, followed by a head coach that believes, Lance Leipold, believes in winning the line of scrimmage, recruits to winning the line of scrimmage, practices to win in the line of scrimmage. Now, they're not overly big like a Big Ten team, but you don't have to be, but you play big. Mm-hmm. I think they could be a problem for the Big 12 teams, considering that you got some new blood coming in. And if they get off to a good start, they could cause some people some problems.
Yeah, Kansas feels like an 8-win team to me, maybe 9, depending. But that's just because I think the Big 12 is going to be parity central again. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of teams in that 7-10 win range. At least just look at it now, right? I mean, some teams are going to fall beneath that just by virtue of having to play each other.
Yeah.
But I think Kansas is going to be solid and in the mix into October.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Here's what I want to talk about. We talked a little bit about Maryland. I got a tremendous amount of respect. Obviously from Maryland, I know the history of Maryland football. I know how hard it's been to get it going. They do, you know, have Under Armour and all that. But you also losing a lot of kids over the years from the DMV and areas to Penn State and stuff like that. Loxley has came in and done a really good job. They're really low where they're at. Now, granted, I think they lost a lot and obviously lost their quarterback. It's going to take a little bit of transition, but I always feel like they're going to be able to score points.
Yeah.
Just they're going to be able to scheme some stuff up.
And think about this. They're not stuck in the Big Ten East anymore.
No. Yeah. They get everybody. Yeah. They get everybody. And so you can pick and choose your battles and make sure you're real strategic. And I will tell you, for the first quarter and a half or half of the game, they were toe-to-toe with Ohio State. They lost their way in the middle of the third quarter. I think the after effects of that, because all the expectation and want to perform well and obviously potentially beat them, went down the drain because they lost their way in about the middle of the third quarter, which boiled over to 2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
Then they recovered, and then they kind of looked like the Maryland team that looked in the beginning of the season. The team I want to talk about, Austin, probably gets the most fanfare, the most clicks, probably, right? Now, I don't even want to say clicks because of Oregon coach, but they get a lot of, look, you got a high-profile coach, Hall of Fame coach as a player, very high-profile coach, very high-profile personality, along with his sons and his, play son and Travis Hunter. And then you hired really some really sneaky good coaches, assistant coaches this year. Phil Lodeholt, the offensive line coach, their offensive line will be better. I'm telling you right now, do not be surprised that they're going to be better. They went out in transfer portal, and that's just kind of hit or miss, right? You go get 6 guys, you're hoping to get 3 out of it. And they have the number one offensive line. You got Warren Sapp as defensive line coach. Now they're ranked 53. What do you think Colorado's going to do this year?
Bottom half of the Big 12?
Ooh.
Maybe not bottom quarter. I just see mediocre, right? I like the coaches that you're talking about,
yeah.
Right? I totally see where you're coming from. Shadur's going to win him a game they probably shouldn't. Him and Travis Hunter.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Probably. But, Jay, that defense, man. I mean, I get it. They're playing in a shootout conference. The defenses aren't nearly as good in the Big 12 as they have been in recent years, right? I know the Big 12 has that reputation of the shootout conference, but on the low, there have been some sneaky good defenses in the Big 12, really over the last 7-8 years.
Oklahoma State was good a couple of years.
Right. Utah's coming in. BYU's been solid here and there. Texas.
West Virginia's solid. TCU had
the year. Texas Tech was fine for a couple of years on D. I'm just not sold on the whole product. I don't know if Colorado knows what it is yet. If Colorado gets to a bowl game or more, it's because they caught their Mel Tucker lightning in a bottle. It didn't happen in year one, right? Started out as the talk of college football before the 8-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
If Colorado's good, credit Dion for finding the right mix of transfers this time around, guys that bought in. Credit, Lodeholt, Sapp, the coaching staff. Probably no drama with Sean Lewis, moving to San Diego State. They know who the OC is this year. I'm not sold on it. You can tell me they can catch lightning in a bottle. Yeah. I think there's enough talent for them to be an upper half of the Big 12 team, but I don't take him seriously as a Big 12 contender necessarily.
Yeah, me either. And I'm not sure on Shurmur as offensive coordinator.
I don't love it.
I don't know. I didn't think that was.
But at least they know who it is.
Yeah,
right?
They know who it is, and he has another year, so let's just wait and see. But let's look at their schedule. They start off on Thursday night, which generally is the Minnesota Open.
Mm-hmm.
They play North Dakota State at home.
Ooh. I think they win that one.
But... they win that one. It's not going to be easy.
No.
Okay. Then they, 8 days later, right? Or 9 days later. Whatever, 7, 8. They come down here. Now, we know that they got weapons. They're going to be able to score. I mean, when Jimmy Horn is kind of like just overlooked.
He's a third option.
He's a third option. He's not even, you know, you got your work cut out for you. That's obviously going to be a tough game. Then a week later, they go into a rivalry game. And you know how it went last year. Cheap shots on the road at Colorado State. That's a hard game after you play. It's two rivalry games back to back. And they're on the road. You're going into two hornets' nests. Right? One's going to be on national TV. Other one's going to be all eyes to see if, you know, Colorado State's going to continue with cheap shots. And that game went down the road. And Colorado State has a good quarterback, and they have a legit first-round pick wide receiver. So they'll be able to go, and they schemed. They killed you on underneath routes last year. So we'll see how serious they are, right? Early. They could be, in their mind, they could be 3-0. They could be 2-1, or they could be 1-2, right? Or they could be 0-3. Obviously, they're just playing out. Baylor, I think they beat Baylor at home.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Baylor. Rand is a DC next year.
Yeah, I think they beat Baylor. I think the scale tipper of the year at UCF. That's a long trip.
Mm-hmm.
You already, when you get off the bus, there's no defense being played.
No.
Okay?
No.
Everybody's going to try to call the coolest plays. So... this is 7-on-7. This is just right. This is Jackson State. This is right up their alley. At UCF. UCF is kind of sneaky sometimes at home. They actually play physical at home sometimes.
It's a toss up.
It's a toss up. Right? Then you got a bye week. Then you play Kansas State at home.
Al.
Right? They just come up and just grind you up, right? You got at Arizona, I think you beat them. Cincinnati, I think they beat Cincinnati. You got another bye week. You go to Texas Tech. Normally, I think they beat Texas Tech. Going down there, that first of all, Texas Tech is a horrible place to go to.
Would you rather be in Lubbock or Ames?
I'll be in Lubbock. It don't smell as bad. but you go at Texas Tech. I don't know what Texas Tech is going to be. That's up there. Now you play Utah at home. I'm just going to go Utah just because how physical they are. I think Utah, and they're, this is the game right here that might be six, got to get to the bowl eligible or get over bowl eligibility and get 7 at Kansas.
Yeah.
A lot depends on Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels isn't playing, Colorado wins. If Jalen Daniels plays, now you get into the thing of, which coaching staff is going to not just be so focused on showcasing their quarterback and talent. Because you got to think Lance Leopold is going to play to win. He's going to play, you know, white knuckle physical. Do you try to outscore Kansas? You know, just throw it all over the yard.
If Colorado's season is in the tank, I don't think Deion can help himself. I think he'll be doing everything he can to prop up Shadur's.
Oh, numbers. Yeah. Yeah. All of them. Yeah. Or
if
not
they have
playing
a chance to get bowl eligible, maybe he pulls back the reins a little bit and sees the bigger picture. But if Colorado's only at 4 wins, not 5 at that point, Shutter is airing it out.
Because the next week you play Oklahoma State at home. L.
Pokes.
Okay, so North Dakota State, you think they win?
Yeah.
Nebraska, at Nebraska, L. At Colorado State, I think they beat the brakes off Colorado State. So they 2-1. Baylor?
Probable dub.
Okay, 3. At UCF, 3-1 at UCF.
L.
So 3-2. At home against Kansas State.
L.
3-3. Okay, now the pressure's starting. Now that sphincter muscle getting tight.
Probably got the top 25.
at Arizona.
Toss up. Win. Give them to them 4-3.
Four. Cincinnati. I think they win. It's at home. I think they beat Cincinnati. They beat Cincinnati. I'm not even going to trip. They beat Cincinnati.
Fine.
So they're 5-3.
Fine.
All right. We've been here before 5-3. Now you got your last four games at Texas Tech.
Hell. Taj Brooks is going to run all over.
Okay. But so that's your bowl game right there. Mm-hmm. Utah at home.
Hell.
So now, according to my man Austin Norman, you 5-5. The pressure down there in Lawrence, Kansas will be next level. Because Lance Leopold wants the feather in the cap. I beat Dion. You know, we're old school. He's brash. There's a lot of noise. I want to make a bowl game because, you know, you go from 4-8 to, at this point, if it's 6-6, most likely, because we both think Oklahoma State's going to beat him.
Yeah.
That's progress. That's legit progress. That's actually equivalent in Colorado's terms to 8 wins, because now you think like, okay, we're 6-6. We need these players to go there. You can recruit. You can actually probably try to recruit high school players, so forth and so on. Who do you think wins that game?
Rock Chuck.
They're going to be
Rock
tough.
Chuck.
I think Colorado wins and they go 6-6. They just barely get both. But I think
it's 5-7 for me then.
I think it's going to be tough. As much talent they have, it's just going to be interesting to see how much better they've gotten. Now, I think they got a really good coaching staff. It's going to be interesting to see what they see, see what they do. Anyways, we will periodically, and I like doing this, Austin, we'll keep diving into this Phil Steele's porcelain throne encyclopedia that I like to call it, as we get closer to, camp getting open. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. We'll be right back.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.